I am Daniel Lucas.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bartoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Shafi.
Yes.
Another week, another topic to discuss.
Absolutely. Today we got guests here.
Oh, wow. This is our first time.
Yes.
This is our first time, right, Shafi?
First time, yes.
First time in history. This is our fourth season already, and this is the first time that Chef and I have a guest. And
yes,
this guest is one of a kind, because she is the founder of Made to Sustain, no other than Miss Kelly D'Amico.
Hello, how are you?
Great, 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 and welcome to Food 101, Miss Kelly, and can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I'm super excited to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me here. I'm Kelly D'Amico. My background is in food science and nutrition, and I've got a master's degree in global food technology and innovation. And what I aspire to do with Made to Sustain is help teach people how to be more sustainable in their food choices and make food sustainability simple. We have a hard enough time figuring out what to eat for dinner, so figuring out what is good for the planet is a task I like to help make easier for people.
Yes, good for the planet, people. So what are the main goals and sustainability program to Made to Sustain?
Yeah, so I dabble in a little bit of everything. So when I first started Made to Sustain, I started out with the recipe side, so doing a lot of recipe development. I was leveraging my background in food science for that, so that was really fun. And then as of recently, I've decided I want to pivot a little bit and talk more about the topics and do a little education around what does it mean to be more sustainable, right? So trying to fill in some of those gaps and what do they mean?
Because looking at your blog, it's amazing. It's a fantastic blog, you know, especially the recipe you give it to your follower here. It's unbelievable. You know, you give lots of ideas, you know, especially for our chef, you know, to get some idea from your blog. Very helpful, completely helpful. Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Yes, I'm so happy to looking after this blog right now, and how you come out with all this the recipe? Like you like to cook it, you like to make it, you try at home, because we try to promote everybody, you know, don't worry about making mistake at home and try to do a new recipe, and you know, and there is so many recipes on the net to, you know, to get, you know, some ideas. And actually, you know, with your blog, it's amazing. People can you know, follow some of your recipe and you know, and try and do what we always ask, you know, don't be afraid, just try.
Yeah, and I think that's how I kind of got started. So, you know, my background's in food science, and I learned a lot about cooking, you know, in school. I took a foods class when I was in high school, and I learned a lot of basic cooking recipes and techniques growing up. But I didn't really learn how to actually cook until I was able to apply some of the sciences behind it, which I think was really helpful for me because I don't have a formal culinary education. But just learning and watching people was really helpful for me. I took a few online courses here and there, and that really helped me understand, you know, proper technique and skills like that. But yeah, for the most part, all my recipes just are things that I cook myself and or, you know, that I've made for dinner. And I'm like, you know, wow, that really came out tastier than I thought it would. So then I just write it down and I write a post about it. And yeah, then it appears on the blog and on the website and into the internet.
Yeah, it's amazing. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and congratulations, Miss Kelly. So how does the company measure the success of its sustainability and initiatives?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think sustainability is something really hard to measure. For my blog specifically, I try to promote mostly vegetarian, primarily vegetarian some vegan recipes on the blog. Animal agriculture is something that is the way it currently exists today, that it's available to most people, is not very sustainable. So unless, you know, I'm a firm believer that unless you're buying it from a farm, you know, where you know the farmer who is choosing regenerative practices, that's the best way to consume your meat if you're going to consume meat, but that's not accessible to everyone. And that's, you know, we're part of a system that's not really sustainable, just with factory farming and the way animals are treated. And so for that reason, I try to promote mostly, you know, all vegetarian, some vegan recipes on the platform. And I also try to make them plant forward. So, you know, eating with the seasons. You know, we've got a food sustainability guide, or a seasonal produce guide that's available on the website, that you can take a look at. Yeah, just really trying to eat with the seasons, reduce your food waste, finding new and creative ways to reduce that food waste in your home kitchen. And then, you know, how do you upcycle some of the other ingredients as well, right? Things like coffee grounds or orange peels and things that we, or vegetable scraps, things we would normally toss out in the trash. How do we make them usable again in a different way and give them a second chance?
I saw that you are very nice with the environment too. I saw that the best eco-friendly, compostable and disposable utensil. That's an amazing article on it, this one. And it should be very interesting for everybody to actually read that, this blog. It's fantastic, guys. You know, very impressed, really.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And I think the fun part about it is, you know, it's sustainability and eco-friendly practices have always been something I really enjoy learning about, enjoy doing and participating and integrating into my day-to-day life. But I'm constantly learning because what's available to us is constantly changing. So I think that's the fun part about it is there's always something new to learn more about.
Yes. Another innovation, people. So what specific sustainable practices that has the company implemented in its operations?
Yeah, I mainly try to promote small sustainable brands. So there's lots of food companies you can pick from within the grocery store, right? Every grocery store has major grocery stores have at least 35,000 products inside. So trying to figure out which ones are the more sustainable products is really challenging. So I try to promote the small sustainable businesses on my website.
Interesting, Miss Kelly. So before we go on, Chef and I usually shout out our listeners all over the world. So Chefy, yes, let's shout out the people listening in South Africa.
Okay, well, we got Gauteng, 80%, Western Cape, 12%, Eastern Cape, 4%, Mpumalanga, 2%, Limpopo, 2%.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, South Africa, for listening or supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food people just like Miss Kelly. So can you provide examples of how the company reduces its carbon footprint?
Yeah, so for me as an independent online business, my carbon footprint isn't super large, but some ways that I try to reduce my carbon footprint at home, just as an individual, I try to walk as much as I can. I try to support my local farmers market. Take public transportation into the cities whenever I go into the city. So that's what I do on an individual level. But as for companies and food companies that are in the industry, some ways that you can reduce your carbon footprint on a larger scale is by choosing regenerative agriculture, choosing crops that are less carbon intensive. So, they can either reduce the amount of carbon impact, or they can capture some of the carbon. So that's called carbon sequestration. So what that means is, you know, crops like beans have a net positive impact on the environment. So they're not only are they not emitting carbon, they're capturing carbon. So, and there's some grains that are capable of doing that as well. So just finding, doing a little bit of education. I do a lot of this reading. It's not for everybody. So I'm happy to post all of those on the blog and make sure that you get that education in a digestible content, in a digestible format. So choosing things that really promote sustainable practices and promote carbon capture are some ways that you can definitely do that.
Wow. Amazing.
Amazing. We salute you.
It's absolutely a complex topic. It's not super easy to get into, which is why I try to make it as simple as possible for everyone to understand.
Yes. But I think if we can all work together, it would be a better planet for sure. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That's what we all need.
Yes, that's right.
Save the Mother Earth.
Absolutely.
Save the Mother Earth. I just want to plug my climate change book, Earth Fever People, available on Amazon. Please do. Let's support Mother Earth. Let's sustain this, like this company, to sustain our planet to live in. So what are the financial implications or sustainability program for the company?
I'm not sure. Can you clarify a little bit what you mean by that?
Like in budgeting for your company, what are the implications that you are make sure that your company is sustainable for the next generation to come?
Yeah. So right now we're not yet profitable, but the income that we do make, we are part of, we do donate 1% towards climate change.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're the one of a kind. I hope more companies like you make more bigger and bigger and bigger, just like Procter & Gamble, you know, like other big companies to follow you, because we need your ethos of your company.
Thanks. Yeah, I hope so too. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, I'm someone who's worked in the food industry professionally for over 8 years. I've gotten to meet a lot of people along the way and talk to a lot of people in the industry at all different levels. And you would think that sustainability is something important to everyone, especially considering we all live here on planet Earth, but it's not necessarily a top choice of conversation for executives or higher ups. They think it's important, but don't necessarily want to spend the money on it. And to me, that's a bit tragic, because a lot of the implications of the food industry could be mitigated if larger companies took action.
Absolutely. I agree. Yes. It's true. Unfortunately, small business, they can, you know, help out with this, you know. And we need the big company to take over a little bit and give us a hand on it. You know, we try to support local as much as possible, you know. But yeah, of course, we need help for that.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yes. So, Ms. Kelly, in what ways does the company's sustainability program impact the local community?
Yeah. So recently, I'm from a small town in New Jersey, and recently we're getting on board. We just got invited to be a part of our local sustainability commission or sustainability council. So working on new ways that we can, help support our local community. I think we can go on a big scale, but in order to see impact up front and close, it's important to work with your local community. So we're working on something called Adopt a Storm Drain. And what that is a local citizen will be responsible for checking the storm drains to make sure no litter's in there, so that, you know, the water can drain properly and that the trash is properly disposed. The council also recently gave away some native plants. So the council is focused a little bit more on, sustainable efforts across the board, where Made to Sustain's focus is primarily on food. But I also do a lot with food banks and food donations and trying to figure out if there's some ways I can volunteer with my local food bank.
Wow.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. We salute you.
Yes.
But Ms. Kelly, before we go on, we want to promote our, of course, our culinary course. We just did this course for you people. It's been a year, right, Shafi?
Yes.
It's been a year that we're doing this.
You keep a promise, you know?
I keep my promise that I'm going to do our culinary course, people. We are having already published our courses, not only one, but three courses already, people. We have the Food 101 Volume 1 Basics, Food 101 Volume 2 Fundamentals, and of course, our Volume 3 Principle. This is like our book, right, Shafi?
Yeah.
Because we have a book, Food 101 Volume 1 Basics, available on Amazon and of course until Volume 13.
Yes.
And our favorite volume, of course, Volume 12, Italian Cuisine.
Of course, that is that one. Right?
Yes, Italiano Vero, as we said. We talk about Italian cuisine most all the time with Chef Alessandro. And we are so grateful because we have a lot of achievements from last year until now. We got our 1 million downloads last year. And of course, we are belong to 1.5 popular show globally, as they said. As they said. But people, please do enroll to our culinary course because it's something else. You're going to learn how to cook food delicious. Right, Shafi?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, at least we can try. Yeah, come on.
Yes, try you it. Can.
And no, I will say, you know, you just enjoy what you're doing at home. You know,
yes.
That's how you enjoy cooking and you enjoy the eating, and that's it.
Yes.
That's the best part. You know, the best part of the day.
The best part of the day. And of course, our merchandise, people, our merchandise, Food 101 merchandise. We have a lot of products or merchandise of Food 101. And please do visit Etsy or Shopify. Can we do share my screen on our merchandise? Yes. Just give me a minute. I'm going to do plug our merchandise on Etsy and Shopify, people. We have what? Men's sport one-up hoodie, pet hoodie, jigsaw puzzle, a face towel, and a lot of products that you want to explore. So please do visit our online merchandise on Etsy and Shopify. So, Miss Kelly, how does the company's sustainability program evolve over time?
Yeah, when I first started on the blog, I started out doing the recipe development. I still do the recipe development from time to time, but now it's mainly the education piece. And I'm really excited now because I'm actually launching my own podcast to communicate it in a different way and reach a different audience. So it's great to have it on the website, but as you guys know, listening is always really fun to do as well. And it's just a different way to engage with your audience. So I've actually got my podcast coming out soon too. It's launching in June, so I'm super excited about that.
Fantastic. Wish you all the best.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are most welcome to come back and promote your podcast over here.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Yes.
I would love that.
We're going to support you because when Chef and I are starting to, we start from the scratch. So until we get our 1 million downloads and then, of course, we are aiming for the best. We are aiming for, 2 million downloads.
Right. Yes, of course. We're going to do it. No problem.
Yeah.
We're going to support
you. Just as easy to double it.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to double it. So, Miss Kelly, what are your short-term and long-term goals for your company?
Right now, I'm just kind of taking a fresher look at everything. We just went through a website redesign and really trying to promote new ways and more consistent, so more planning. I've always got so many ideas, but it's just a matter of figuring out the right way to organize them in the right format that makes sense. So really trying to do that, trying to grow and promote the podcast as well, and really just engage with some people and companies that are in the food sustainability space that are doing the right thing and making sure that their actions get recognition too. So I guess that's my my short-term and my long-term goal.
Good luck for your short-term and long-term goals. I hope you will sustain your company as your ethos grows and grows and grows. So, Shafi, do you have more questions to her?
Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
I was watching the blog here. And it's from the blog, you know?
Yes.
I can say that to everybody who ever listened to us now today. You know, it's there is lots to see on the blog. Please visit Kelly D'Amigo blog because it's very, very interesting. And I would be one of the one that is going to follow for sure because you're going to guess, except for the, you know, the knowledge that she's going to give it to you with all the stuff that she's going to tell us about it. But, you know, all the ideas on cooking, on things to use to save the planet, to, you know, guys, please check it out. This blog is fantastic. Okay.
Yes, let's support Miss Kelly D'Amico because if you support her, more company like this company will support the Mother Earth to have, well, for generations to come, they have a better Earth to live in. So one more question, Miss Kelly, how does the company source its materials to ensure they are sustainable?
Yeah, so for me, accuracy is the biggest thing. So while I'm not necessarily sourcing materials directly from the website point of view, my information 100% needs to be credible, needs to be accurate. So I like to lean into my formal education, right? I mentioned I've got a master's degree in this topic. So really learned a lot about this in my coursework, in my graduate program. So I really want to convey useful information to people, making sure that they have the power and the knowledge to make their own decisions for what products are sustainable and so that they can promote and source sustainable material for themselves.
Yes, very well said, Miss Kelly. I hope Chef and I, if we build our company, Food 101, because we're planning Food 101 restaurant. We are Food 101
cool.
company. Yeah. That'd be awesome because Chef and I, we started this podcast to become more bigger.
Better and bolder, for sure.
Yes. Bigger and bolder. We want to expand and expand. We start with our books and then books merchandise and after our culinary course. And, of course, restaurant. Who knows, right? And then, of course, we want your ethos to be followed, to make made to sustain. And
absolutely.
We salute you. And as a CEO of Made to Sustain, how did you empower women all over the world?
Yeah, great question. I think for women, we're all in it together. You know, that my audience actually mainly leans female. And I think females resonate more with the topic of environmental sustainability and making more environmentally friendly choices. And women now continuously have or are increasingly growing purchasing power. And helping educate them understand that, you know, their wallet holds a difference in how, what kinds of purchases you make have an environmental impact. I'm really trying to stress that it's going to impact the future generations. So, you know, we're all in it together, but we all need to work together and make sure we understand each other and where we're all coming from and support each other's goals and missions that are aligned with our own too.
Fantastic.
Very well said, Miss Kelly. And can you please invite our listeners to support your company?
Of course, yes, please. You can find me on my website, madetosustain.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. So I'm on all of those platforms with some short form content. And then you can also find the podcast coming out soon in June. So look for that on everywhere you like to listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yes. What will be the name of your podcast?
Great question. I should have said that. Made to Sustain. And on all of my social channels, it's at Made to Sustain.
Yes. Looking forward. We will be the one who first. Yes, we're going to support you.
Yes. Wonderful. I love it. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. No problem. So, Ms. Kelly, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you for coming. Absolutely.
Morticon people.
Bye-bye.